GamerScore Blogcast, episode number 31, which was recorded on... I still can't do it without looking. And you know what's bad is that now my watch is on chrono
mode. But you wrote it down on your notes.
But I didn't put the day.
Today would be 9/11.
So. 9/11, September 11th, 2007. Today is also a Tuesday. That's what I was looking at the watch for originally. Let's jump into, have we played anything this past week? So I guess I'll start in that I've played a lot of Medal of Honor Airborne, and I'm really digging that game. I've also resubscribed to World of Warcraft.
Oh, no.
You did resubscribe. I did. Wow. I just suspended my subscription.
Yeah, you just turned your, they were charging you and you weren't getting
the Yeah, I've gotten like 6 months worth of charges and haven't even loaded it up. Yeah.
Yep. So those are my two, my most played games this week.
Boy, I'm going to stick with BioShock. Spent quite a bit of time on that. Still having fun. So lots of arcade games, too, that I've loaded up finally and played. But just a little dabbling in those. But lots of time on BioShock.
Spent some time on Blue Dragon and almost done with BioShock and sports games here and there. Still plowing through some Madden and NCAA.
BioShock. Just trying to get through BioShock, and then on the side, playing a lot of Puzzle Quest on Nintendo DS.
Let's talk a little bit about upcoming events, because there's a ton of them. We have IMAX going on today for Halo.
Today and Thursday.
Yeah. And again, today's Tuesday. It's going to be taking place, I believe, in San Francisco and New York as well, right?
Yep, San Francisco tonight, and then New York on Thursday, from what I understand. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, I had heard that before we did an IMAX sort of a demo, I had heard that this was a little bit different and that rumor has it you may be able to get your hands on this one and be able to play a little.
Yeah, from what I've heard, and by the time this gets published, I think we'll have reports from the field, but it's the first time that anyone has gotten a chance to actually play the final version, any general public. Some press have been flown in and locked into a room and, you know, given the chance to play it, but general public hasn't. So they're going to set up some stations there next to that people get a chance to play it on the screen.
That'll be excellent.
Cool. Yeah,
that'll be pretty wild to play. IMAX is something I can't do because I get motion sick. I couldn't imagine playing on the IMAX screen, just getting nauseous.
Yeah, I was in Seattle a couple of weeks ago when they did sort of the same thing, although it was a demo on screen. It wasn't actually, nobody got a chance to play except for Luke and Frankie. But it was fun to watch, but it was just stunning. It was beautiful.
Some of the other things that are coming up is the Tokyo Game Show. Mm-hmm. So out of the four, I know Wolf and I will be in Tokyo.
Yep.
And we're leaving next Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that?
Monday.
The 18th? Monday? Monday, thank you.
You might not want to know when your flight is, so you can be at the airport on time.
Yeah. So we're stocking up on DS games and DVDs and things for about a 10-hour plane trip. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Tokyo, so it's going to be very interesting. I look forward to... some sort of video where you just see the sunset and I come careening over the mountains and people run screaming because I'm 3 feet taller.
Yeah, there's this flood of people who run charging at you with shields.
There was some sort of like MasterCard or something commercial a while ago where it was a Japanese American woman kind of doing a voiceover saying that when she moved back to Japan it was very hard for her husband, and it showed all these different scenes of like his giant size 13 shoes outside of a store next to these tiny little sandals, and then a shot of him sort of like walking through the crowds with like all the Japanese people here, and he's like two heads taller than everybody else. It's exactly what it's like.
Is it really?
Japan, yeah.
It's funny because I was sort of making a joke, but I guess.
No, you'll walk there, like you'll go into the subway station and you'll be able to see everything.
That's
and
amazing.
And just see a sea of people. It's actually pretty amazing.
Something you might not know about Japan is everyone there speaks a different language. So
they don't all speak English in Japan?
No, I was a little surprised at that.
Yeah.
Wow. You had mentioned is a little game called Halo 3. That thing's launching. So that'll be chaos, and I believe we're doing a lot of stores are doing like Midnight Madness. I don't know if that's the correct term, but they're doing the Midnight Madness sale where you can get it the evening of, Monday the 24th?
Yep.
And then everyone can go ahead and call off of work the next day.
Right.
We had joked about on the blog printing out sort of a fake doctor's note that says people have
we should do that.
You know, haloitis or something, so that you guys at home can go ahead and print that out. It'll be filled out for you. Turn it into your boss when you come back on Wednesday or Thursday after you've played through Halo all the way. And I thought that might be cool. So we'll have to see how much time we have to be able to do that.
Nice.
If any of our listeners or viewers want to go ahead and mock up, if any of you are doctors, don't use your real name, but if you want to give us the authentic Dr. Squiggle,
nice.
That would be great at the bottom of a – that we could just superimpose it onto a – some sort of official doctor letterhead. I don't know.
I like that. That's a good
I don't
idea.
Go to the doctor much. And then after the Halo launch, we'll probably get a little bit more detail on this 2 weeks from now, but there might be some sort of bus going around, I hear, that might be in the area. Is that correct?
Yeah. Rock Band's going to be going on tour around the United States on the East Coast and the West Coast specifically. So we'll put the dates and the times, or the days and cities of when those buses will be stopping around. But just off the top of my head, we've got...
look over here. Look over here.
Milwaukee, San Francisco, Sacramento, Columbus, Seattle, Chicago will all be happening in September. So we'll put dates and locations on the blog so you guys will know where to check that out at.
You know, really, our number one goal is just to support the community. It's you know... We're trying to help the people who are out there making a difference and who are putting lots of hours into building community and their own sites, and they usually don't get paid at all.
And it's rough. I mean, I come from the same place, sort of an indie, smaller website, and I didn't have the money to buy a game every week. And, you know, especially at that time, it hadn't really, really caught on yet that wasn't the norm where folks just get games mailed to them, they get contact information. That's why it's so cool to be on this team, where if people are trying to get interviews, if people are trying to say, you know, hey, I have X number of listeners in my podcast, or I have a forum that has so many thousand members, and is there any way that you guys could sort of kind of get me an interview with the PGR4 guys?
Yeah.
And it's really cool to be able to do that, and then they get a little bit more credibility. Their guys feel, wow, all right, so they do, you know, Microsoft does take the time, and they care about it, and they're trying to, you know, promote the whole community vibe.
Yep.
And it's not just the IGNs and the, you know, the larger sites and the joysticks and the Kotakus. They get that sort of coverage. It's cool to have other people give a different perspective on that same coverage.
Yeah, exactly. And really, you know, our motives aren't, I mean, I suppose at the end of the day, our pure motives are to sell more stuff for Microsoft. I guess that's why we're being paid. But it's nice to have a small team that's able really just to focus on just the community, and we don't have revenue goals, and we don't have, you know, this idea that we have to, you know, perform certain things in a certain order.
No one's counting podcast downloads. Yeah. No one's looking at website hits.
Yep.
It's kind of a cool,
a
little bit less stress.
A little bit, although, you know, we're victims of our own success to some degree, too, or we have, you know, a list of 600 or 700 contacts now, and it's we can't provide everything to everybody, but I guess I'd throw it open out to people who do listen in to the show or read the blog, or who have community sites. What more can we do for you? Mm-hmm. You know, what with now a couple more people helping out, are there things that we could do that would make it easier? Pass it along to us, Nelson, you know, whatever.
And I mean, you had started going down the path of, we have 700 sites, it's very, very difficult to get, you know, 1,000 extra copies of Title X or Title Y.
It's hard to get 50.
It's
yeah. Unfortunately.
So, you know, like John had asked, what else is helpful to you guys? Is it just a simply matter of jumping on a forum and answering some questions, doing an email interview with one of us or a developer that we have internally, you know, the Bizarre Guys for PGR4 or something? Or is it appearing on a podcast? You know, you let us know, and well, we can't make any promises. That's what our job is. It's to try and get you guys the information that you need to have your communities informed, so you guys can make the proper decisions about, you know, we're throwing it all on the table, and you guys select. Here are the games you want. Here's the systems that you want. Here's the folks that you want to deal with. And it's all putting the power back into the community's hands. And it sounds so cliche, but it's true.
Well, and it's not even so much that we want to hear from you what kind of things we should be doing with our show. It's just as important for us to make those opportunities available to the sites that are out there. And then maybe we'll link back to it. But so let us know. Yeah.
And I think on that note, that's all we got for this week, and we'll maybe talk to you guys next week. Otherwise, we will see you at the Tokyo Game Show, and then the following week we'll get back to the normal, and we'll be doing blog posts in the meantime, so
oh, yeah.
You won't miss us that badly.
Bye.
Bye.